Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. The caller number is 515-602-9657. Our website is the truth is the truth dot net. That's right. The truth is the truth dot net. And we got a lot to talk about today, including scores and everything else. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a problem in decorum in this country and the downgrading of our tradition, our fundamentals and our values and stuff like that, and respect of our agency. See, when a lot of people died, our founding fathers, our founding families, the people that fought for freedoms in the American Revolution and even before and after, they fought because, and they wanted us to respect the dignity of office. It doesn't matter if it's a local office, state office, or a federal office. It's called respect and taking pride of the position that you're in and the office that we are in. And it's being downgraded, attacking the what it is, the office of the presidency, the vice presidency, the Senate, the House, local government. Instead of attacking for positions, but respecting the dignity of the office that you're in, they're attacking everything under the sun, the deep state, the swamp, the cabal, the communists, socialists, a.k.a. Democrats, and the rhinos, you can't forget them. Instead of attacking our positions, they go and destroy the ideas and stuff. And then they eliminate, they break down the elimination of the a dignity up in office that you represent. And to the point where now Chuck Schumer eliminated the protocol or dress code. See, if you dress for the dress the part, you dress because the reason why you wear a suit or a dress or something fancy, you know, not hoodies and jeans and shorts and stuff.
So let me ask you, when we go to trial, because we're going to go to trial on this, on Snifikid, is that slob going to dress in a suit?
If he don't, they're probably going to escort him out. I think it'd be a disgrace. As it is, he is a disgrace.
I don't understand how all of a sudden he went from he couldn't barely speak in a debate to he can talk and move and groom and do everything.
A lot of people, there was pictures, there's pictures of him over the last, a year and a half, whatever it may be now.
Yeah.
Of him, and it's like two different people or three different people, and there are pictures and they're showing it that this may not be.
Surgery is very interesting.
Yeah, so this is a lot of issues there. But it's disrespectful for the office of the Senate for what's happening. And Chuck Schumer, as the nutcase he is and the criminal he is and the lowlife he is, it's called dumbing down on the American institution. Everything that we actually fought for. You know, it's an honor to be a senator. It's an honor to be a House of Representatives. It's an honor to be a local representative. You fought for the American people. Voted for your district, whatever it may be. They want you to represent the district that you came from. But if you're coming in a hoodie and shorts, that's not representing anything but you're a slob. It's a disgrace, and that's the point there. And it's the point, you know, when you attack, you're supposed to respect the dignity of the office. That's not respecting the dignity of the office. That's downgrading. That's why we're going after Chuck Schumer and John Fetterman. Look, he has no business being in the Senate anyway. He just like Joe Biden, because of his cognitivity, because of his mental status.
Well, if Dr. Oz wasn't an asshole, he would have won.
That's true.
You know what? It was his to lose, his to win.
That is true. You know, and that's a great, and you know, it's really horrible what's going on right now.
The guy who ran for governor and he kept schlepping his wife around. You know, nobody needs a head in the house. Sorry, that's the truth. Okay. What?
Okay, so that's pretty much. You know, that's why I start with that first. And let me introduce you to our co-host, which is Scarlett, who's just talking right now. But I had to open up with that.
Hi, everybody. Yes, I'm putting my 3 cents in on dress. You know what? You wouldn't go on an interview dressed like a slob, would you? You won't get the job. At least not with me, you would. Okay? You have to dress for success. And wearing a hoodie and shorts is not dressed for success. That's blah. It is. It's poor. It's low self-esteem. It says a lot about you as a person. Don't you care about what you do? Don't you care about your job? Don't you want to set an example as a great role model? No, you want to be a hoodlum.
Look how he's grooming our kids to be something they're not.
He's a father of 3 kids, and they're older. One's like in a teenager. What kind of example is he setting as a father? What kind of success will his son be in life? Will he go out and or he'll live off his father? Because you can't cope it in life, and he's a slob, lazy pig. So, Don Jr. Hold it. You don't see Don Jr. walking around like a slob. You don't see Eric Trump walking around like a slob. You don't see President Trump walking around like a slob, okay? You don't walk around like a slob, okay? I certainly don't, okay? So you really need to think, even Ivanka doesn't, or Ivanka's children, or Jared Kushner, or Kimberly Guilfoyle, or Laura Trump, or Tiffany Trump. Even Batman looks, dresses for success, okay? Melania dresses for success. Even if she's wearing a pair of jeans, she's still dressed for success because she doesn't look like a slob.
Yeah, I know.
Kristi Noem, okay? I'm just saying, if you're going to show the appearance that you're just a low life piece of trash, that's the appearance that people will see. And his, I don't know how he got voted for anyway, but his constituents all must be low life slobs because they must dress like him. Does Fetterman have a store label out?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
A hoodie, the Fetterman hoodie, you know?
No.
No? I better not give him any ideas.
No.
How's the football game doing?
You might have lost with the Giants.
I didn't go with the Giants. I went with
the Giants. Yeah, Arizona, but Arizona blew a 14-point lead, and
so
the Giants now lead by three with not so much.
What quarter are they in?
They're in the fourth quarter. They only got 15 seconds left to go, and they got to get
score?
The Giants and Arizona, 31-28 Giants.
Oh, my God, they need a field goal.
Yeah. They've got 17 straight points. The Giants got 17 straight points.
Excuse me?
Giants scored 17 straight points. They were down. They were down by 14, and
they
got 17 straight up.
Did they switch plays around, or the team got lazy and just choked?
I don't know. You got 9 seconds left to go.
Shit, we're going to lose. All right, Nick. How about the other teams?
Everything else you're winning.
All right. So, 110 games. Okay.
Yeah, you want more than that. You'll be winning more than that. You lost two so far.
I lost Philly? Well, I've won Philly. I can't figure that one out this shit.
Yeah.
Two teams lost today?
No, one team to lose today. So, and that'll be... Washington is now winning
28-24. Okay, so it turned around.
49ers are winning by 10. So, actually, the only team you could lose... is the Cardinals. That'll be your first loss.
Well, Dallas is winning over Jets. So, Tampa Bay is beating. So, it's a good day. 2 minutes left on the Dallas game. Okay, so what else is going on in the news?
Okay. Meanwhile, let's get back to this. Trump was on Meet the Press for an hour. He answered all the questions. The left was fuming because they gave Trump, Meet the Press gave Trump an hour. They want to shut Trump down totally, not give him any chance to speak in any which location. So when he went on CNN, they were pissed off at CNN. They were pissed off on what's his name, the State of the Union, when the announcer there said that Trump was right against Biden with the corruption. And now they're pissed off.
He's never been on Meet the Press.
No.
How's that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it changes. You know, the environment is changing.
What the left is trying to do is saying that Trump admitted that he sent the people to cause the riot on the Meet the Press. No, he didn't. If you listen to the interview, he said that he told the people to peacefully go over to the exploitation protest peacefully and lawfully. And if you listen to the whole thing, and that Nancy Pelosi, he offered Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of D.C. 10,000 National Guard troops, which they turned down. And he said it was Pelosi's fault that things got out of hand, which it was. But the left don't want to admit that, and they're trying to play games with that. But the bottom line is he is getting the message out, and the left hates it, and people like, you know, it's like the meathead, Rob Reiner.
Impeachment inquiry.
So that's a big thing there. And the left is gone, and the left's reaction to the Meet the Press interview is just like the reaction to CNN town hall.
You cannot shut down the truth.
No.
They can do all they try, but they'll never shut it.
And then you got Paxton.
So Giants won 31-28. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, one or the other. It happens.
So you're gonna be right now. You're 15-1, or 14-2. Either way, that's an amazing record. Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Far. Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah, yesterday was a great day for Texas and the American people. With the Bush and his cronies tried to get rid of America First Attorney General and Ken Paxton, Paxton was acquitted on all 16 counts, and pretty good margin too. So it was a done deal there. And the Lieutenant Governor, he was the presiding judge over the thing, because that's how it works. Lambasted the House and the minor Republicans along with the House, saying that if you actually did your work, you would know that the whole thing was a fraud, and went after that. And so America First won, Trump won, Paxton won, Texas won, the American people won. And one of the first things Paxton said is, now that I won, guess what, Biden? You're going to prison for the rest of your life. We're going after you. So that's what that
Let's
is.
Let's do it. I love it.
This week, the budget. The budget is set. We got only a few days left. What the Senate wants to do is to have a continuous resolution to extend it for 30 days so we can iron out the stuff. Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Freedom Caucus and others said no. We have enough time. We're going to stay in. And Kevin McCarthy said, we're going to stay in Washington at work until we iron out a budget with the budget cuts that we need. And one of the things we're making sure is that we could cause over 300 people die a day in this country due to drugs and overdoses and the crimes coming in and the gangs and millions of people and stuff, is secure the border. You will not get a budget until we have a border wall and security of the border and make sure that we have things done right. And that's how it is. That one is a very big thing. Also in it is going to be defunding Jack Smith. And that's also going to be in there. And we will continue. We'll close the government down if we don't do these things and increase law enforcement in this country. Get rid of the LGBTQ garbage and the inductions. Eliminate funding for murder, which is abortion. All that's going to be cut. We're not cut, despite what the left is saying. We're not cutting Social Security or Medicare. That's a bullshit lie. And I can say it's my show. It is a bullshit lie. and we stop falling for it. Because every time we get close to the election, the communists, formerly known as Democrats, like to use that as a whim to try and get seniors and other people to vote for them. But it's a lie. And most of the seniors are starting to know that. Same way is that they're going to put you back in chains with the black community, like Biden once said. That's another lie, and they know it. Scarlett, any comment?
Democrats can't win on the same old bullshit.
That's right.
They lost the black vote. They lost the Spanish vote. They lost the female vote. They're going to try to go on the abortion thing. But Trump said that, you know what, that if you get an abortion, if you're raped or incest or the child's sick, okay?
If the health of the woman, the mother.
Right. Right. So nobody's disagreeing.
Yeah. To clear some things up, okay, Trump says that, well, he's a pro-life candidate, and he is. He's been the strongest pro-life candidate this country's ever had. Look what he did. Got three conservative judges in that landed Roe v. Wade. He said the messaging, the reason why we have the right message. We have something to work with. It's called states' rights now. Each and every state, we have to have the right message to defeat the abortionists. And the best way to do that is to learn how to message your answer.
If a state wants to kill a baby, let them flip the bill. I'm not paying for it.
Right. It's up to the individual state. But at the same time, you as somebody who's running, you could be pro-life and say it the right way and not worry and eliminate the Democrats or the communist messaging unit. All you have to say is that I support life and I support the saving of the baby from conception to birth with this exception. You can have an abortion if it's because of incest, rape, or the health of the mother. Then you'll be allowed legally. That's it. If you say that, it eliminates all the communist arguments. You don't need to have abortion on demand because that's a contraceptive. You don't need to have abortion after the baby's born. Because, like the governor of Virginia did, the former governor of Virginia tried to do. And that's a big thing. And so messaging is the key, and Trump is right. And some of DeSantis nutcases are saying that Trump is not pro-life. He is pro-life. DeSantis doesn't get it, and he cannot win because of his messaging.
He lies.
It's not.
He
it's
lies.
Never mind the lie. The sixth. Yeah, that's fine and all that stuff. But six weeks abortion ban, you know, across the country, is not going to work. It's up to the individual state. In Florida, it's 6 weeks.
He's not going to get Congress to do that. He's never going to get Congress to do that.
No.
Okay, that would be the most stupidest thing ever happened. And you know what? The Supreme Court said it's states' rights, so Congress cannot supersede the Supreme Court.
DeSantis pro-life.
He's lying.
Yeah, he is, but he's not. But he's not messaging right.
That's
his problem. Well, yeah, he's deep state. Yeah, he is deep state. He's controlled by Paul Ryan and the Bushes.
It doesn't matter what he is. He's a nutter. I have no respect for him. He lies. He cons. He says things that have no... He's not here in the state. He's not doing his job.
You know, and we should get into a whole lot of stuff with him not doing his job. He picks and chooses stuff. But what he should have done was finish up his job as governor of the state of Florida, clean up the mess around here, and instead of lying and moving things around.
He should have resigned. Instead, he got his butthead people to make it so he can run.
Yeah, but he lost big. He did lose big yesterday in that, and the GOP of Florida endorsed Trump yesterday by allowing Trump to ignore the pledge. See, DeSantis and the deep state wanted to say that you have to follow the pledge to eventual winner. Trump said no, because that's not what this is about. So they tried to eliminate, and if you don't support the pledge to support the winner, you can't be on the ballot. Well, the state of Florida said to DeSantis to go fuck off and allow,
right.
and now Trump is on the ballot, and he's being endorsed by everybody.
I think he should resign as governor and let
Jeanette Nunez
step into the seat, and we'll put in a temporary assistant governor, and that's it. And I think they should put in Matt Gaetz.
Well, Matt Gaetz, right? That's possible, but Matt Gaetz might is just
or
right now. We need Matt Gaetz. Pam Bondi, more likely. Yeah.
Okay.
Also breaking in the last 24 hours is that we found 250,000 votes in Maricopa County that was not verified properly, and the court took it in, and this will go into the appeals that's been going on in the last few weeks. And it looks like if we waited this long, we could wait a couple more days. It looks like Katie Hobbs may be arrested any day now, and Carrie Lake will be the governor. But
she certified herself.
Yeah, well,
isn't
there's
there
a lot of stuff in there.
Anything that says she can't do that? How do you certify yourself?
You're not supposed to.
Is it written anywhere?
No.
It should be. Okay. So, what else is going on?
Yes, the day before yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was speaking at an event in California.
Okay.
And there was a guy that had a badge and dressed up as a badge, as security and stuff like that. He was armed to the teeth. They took him down before he got to Kennedy Jr. He was about to assassinate him in the same area that his father was killed.
Like his father?
Yeah.
Like his father? Wow.
Yeah. So they took him down. The Biden administration will have blood on his hands still, even though he has 20-30% polling numbers, still has not given Robert Kennedy Jr. Secret Service protection. Meanwhile, all the other candidates around has it, including those that have 0% polling data.
Why hasn't he allowed it?
Because they didn't want to give anything to RFK Jr. because they know that he could defeat Biden in the primary.
Is he supposed to?
Yeah, he's supposed to.
So is he suing him?
After the attempt, the assassination attempt, they're probably going to get Secret Service. They're going to look into a criminal activity by the Bidens and preventing from them to have it.
Absolutely. I was just about to say that.
So.
2 minutes left on the Washington-Denver game. Score is 35 Washington, 24 Denver.
Yeah, you're going to win every game but two, it looks like. The one that you should have won, and they screwed up on the poll. And the one today so far.
If Philadelphia won, How did I lose?
You didn't. It's an error.
Well, it needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's like the time when the FIFA did soccer and the Americans were playing against Brazil, and they gave a timeout. The Americans were winning, and they gave a timeout to Brazil 5 minutes because their ankles were hurting. That's corrupt. No?
Yeah, I want to. Yeah. Talking about sports today.
I don't watch soccer because of that. And I loved it until that moment. You cannot cheat. Cheaters never prosper.
Today, at Citi Field, they retired officially Bartolo Colon's jersey and also his full retirement. Bartolo Colon was a character. He's a pitcher. He picked up a bunt. He ran over to the sideline, the first base line. I picked up a ball, flipped it from behind his back to first base and got the guy. This is the guy that was funny. He walks around just like that. He's joking and everything else. Real cool guy. He had a home run for San Diego, but he was a character. He was a great pitcher, and they retired him, and he'll be a Hall of Famer. So he's officially retired today. And it was a good thing. He was a character, a funny guy, but he was a real good guy. And a good pitcher.
Hey, did you see the commercial with Derek Jeter and his daughters and his wife? Did you see it?
Yeah, once.
Good commercial.
But I saw it. Also, this week we had the governor of New Mexico that wants to suspend the Constitution, the First and Second Amendment. Because of violence.
You can't do that. That's a violation of the Constitution.
Yeah, guess what? California wants to follow suit. But
The Congress needs to serve them as traitors.
They're going to, first of all, there's a recount. Well, she's term limit anyway, and Newsom's also term limit, so they're both going to be gone soon. But the thing is, that these are communists. They want to try and get rid of the Constitution.
25-27 did a field goal. Denver is 27. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, you know what? We need Trump back in the White House. We need Congress to do their job. Let's see. Because the minute Trump's back in the house, you're going to see shit changing. You're going to see them all run and hide. But you know what? They can't. They're all going to run and get on Air Force One and fly away. Good luck. That's it. I don't want to pay for them to be in jail. I want them to be found guilty and held for being a traitor. And I put to death. But I want a hanging. I deal with a Friday morning hanging. I could deal. Give them their last cigarette, walk them off the plank, put the rubber on their neck, and let it loose. They're killing people, okay? The jabs killed people. How many people now have dropped dead from either a heart condition or have cancer? I mean, it's really huge. And look who died yesterday. The actor from General Hospital who played Jason Morgan, Billy Miller. 39 years old. 39 or 44? 40, whatever.
44, I think.
You know what? He was in a bad state of depression. Really? He was.
I know.
So, you know what? It's shit. Life is tough. Nobody said it's a guarantee on anything in life. But, you know, make a positive out of it. You know, money and things don't make you happy. Just be happy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can go out and get multiple jobs and make money to pay your bills and put food on the table and roof over the house and take care of your children. Okay? And if you instill in them good values and morals and integrity and honesty and respect, it works. Okay?
Yep.
Money does not make you a great person. You just got to be a good person. And instill it. And you know who's bad. You know who's good. And do it the best you can do it. So.
You know, they put
a lot of emphasis on money and things today. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
We don't have enough emphasis on people and being good. We don't. Or respect, or morals, or God, or good Samaritan. You know, it's good. It feels good. You know, when you say good morning to someone, good morning, hi, how are you? And it gives them such a smile. It's like, hi, it's nice to see you. You know, how you doing? How's your family? You don't have to know people to be kind to people. You know, it just makes them feel good, like they count. And we all count. And we're all important. And we're all God's children. Okay, next topic.
No, you're fine. You continue.
I can continue? Well,
yeah.
There's a minute and 31 seconds left as the clock runs down. We're the fourth down. Washington has 35, Denver 27. And I'm seeing what's going on, and they're all titty-tatty. Okay, I can't read lips. I'm sorry, folks. You know, I'm great at everything, but that one I don't do. And I'm excited.
You know, yeah. Anyway, let's change topics for a second. This coming Wednesday evening at 8 p.m., we have
yes.
a special guest coming on. His name is Tim Huddleston. He has a song.
Oh, yeah. He's got a song coming out October 6th. Why don't you play his tune? Go Away, Joe.
Are
and
we
who
going
is that
to do
that?
Joe, the criminal, Joe, the corruption, Joe, the communist.
That's
so,
right.
There you go. Here we go.
Well, I saw you on the CNN. I guess you got the teleprompter blue. They must make it pretty hard. You're so hot for turning gay. You can do it, buddy, that's okay. Just don't push it on the USA. And we'll stop pushing and being straight and moral on you. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. You're looking pretty bad, Joe. Don't go away. Present for the enemy. It doesn't have to be an embassy. I'm sure old Vladimir would be okay with a fresh bouquet and a bottle of something white. Joe, I really think you're slipping away. My granddaddy acts the same damn way, but they tell me that he'll be okay. Friday night, yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. Don't go away, bad Joe. Just go the hell away. What the hell were you thinking there? You've been wearing Jill's underwear. And if I catch you sniffing my kid's hair, you might just be getting your ass whipped in the street. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away. Really?
And he'll be on. He'll be on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. So join us then for that.
Excellent country music. I love.
We can play. You want to play another? Want to play one more? Okay. Let's do this.
Forgive my sins today. After the years and tears of running the other way, it'll take a lifetime. Apology in the song. What a dark and lonely road I've had to travel to find you, Lord. I'm so thankful that I got heaven on my mind. forgiveness that what I don't deserve to find. And it hurts like hell since I got heaven on my mind. Yeah, it hurts like hell. Now I got heaven.
There you go. And we got one more, but we'll play that on Wednesday. But the thing is...
Okay. Deborah scored. They got 33, but it was right like seconds before. And then Washington was 35, and the final is 35-33. Washington.
There you go.
They were right there at the line. And so I'm telling you, it was hair-raising. Cool.
You're good to go. And by the way, Washington, I think, was an underdog. But that's okay. Because a couple of the picks that I gave you were underdogs.
There should be no point spreads because this is not bookie shift.
Yeah, okay? I know, but I'm saying you were getting a lot of underdogs.
I don't care. It's bullshit.
Arizona was the favorite and lost. But you might have won on point spread.
You mean it?
Yeah.
I'm fine. So,
Arizona's the favorite then.
We got 13 minutes.
We got 12 minutes, according to here. But anyway.
Want to play Walt Back Down?
Yeah.
Or, what else?
I'll play
Walt
Back.
Okay.
Walk back down. We will continue to expose the Biden crime family and the syndicate and everything else in between, and it doesn't matter who you are, what we are. We will, the deep state.
Yeah.
And anything involved with that, cabal, if you want to call it that.
The idiots, the morons, the buttheads, we will expose them, okay? And we'll keep you abreast of every situation that's going on. Because some people, you know, they work, they have other things going on in their life, and they come listen to the truth so we can keep them up to date on what happening is all around the world. And that is important, you know?
Yeah. Also, coming this week, besides Garland's testimony before Congress, you're going to have other people. There's a whistleblower coming, an FBI agent coming in, and a few other stuff that we'll keep you abreast on. We're working in conjunction with a number of networks, including RSPN and Newsmax and a few others, and we'll continue to work with that. And Truth Social and slides and everything else in between.
Rob Schmidt, Jack, and Greg Kelly and Jen Pellegrin and Chris Plant and Mercedes Schlapp. Good people. Okay?
Yeah. And we'll continue to do that.
We all are working together to expose the truth and make it happen because we need to. Because this is our life, our family, our grandchildren, business and everything, you know, and we need to get a handle on it because I'm telling you, I'm not going down. I'm telling you, this is my country, my republic. I was raised in this republic and I will continue to live in this republic and so will my son and my future grandchildren because there is no other way. I am a fighter. I am a son of liberty. I am a patriot, and I will fight for the people who don't understand things because that's why I'm here, because I understand, and I'm a good Samaritan, and I will fight, and I will expose, and I will open my mouth up because I'm not afraid of them. They don't scare me. They don't intimidate me. They don't worry me. I just know that we are going to, you know, when we won the American Revolution, it was a very little money and very small troop, but we won. And we're going to win this, okay? It's not about quantity or it's about quality. And we are all about quality. We're all about our Constitution and our amendments. And nobody's going to take that away from us. You can't change things that have been there for 200 and how many years?
1776. So I figured out. 247, something like that.
That's it. And I put in 63 of it, or come into 63 of it. And my son will, and my grandchildren will. And they are all strong. And they all will fight for this great republic because they know what it is to not live in tyranny because we ain't living in tyranny. I'm telling you. And that bozo governor of ours, he's going to have his shit because he is a shit. He's stupid. He talked to us like we were like, great. And then he lied. He is a gullible sucker. We don't need them because we need people who think for themselves, who are leaders, who are honest, who have integrity and respect. He doesn't have any of that. And he's a father. What kind of shit is he setting up for those little babies? Okay? Shit. It's terrible. Okay? He needs to go back to his small little world out of public life and get a life and grow up.
Chicago mayor is thinking of setting up a government-owned supermarket grocery store.
That's okay. I don't need it. What, food stamp bill? That's okay. Go to a job. There are many jobs. If you need several of them, go do it. We all work. I'm 63 and I work. Okay? Joseph. who's going to be 69, my favorite number, it works. My people need to know that. Okay, and this is Scarlett Butler saying, I'll be back on Wednesday. We're going to have a great guest, Jim Huddleston, and y'all have a great day, great night. God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye.
I'm excited to let you know, Giants running back Saquon Barkley injured late in the Sunday's comeback win. Injured ankle is getting x-rayed. We'll know if he'll be able to play next week or the week after. We'll see about that. Anyway, don't forget to join us Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock for our special country music star, Jim Huddleston, and Go Away Joe. And we got him on, and we'll be playing his songs and interviewing him, and it'll be a great night. And we'll bring out more guests like that in the future, too. So stay tuned to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show every Wednesday at 8 p.m., every Sunday at 7 p.m., and have a great evening. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I have today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the